Now, will you notice, verse 14, "Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I'll bring you to Zion." Oh, how gracious God was. Verse 15, "And I'll give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." And friends, if you have a Bible-teaching pastor, you ought to run over right now and put your arm around him, and you ought to protect him, because they're valuable today. They're few and far between. Verse 16, "It shall come to pass, when ye be multiplied and increased in the land in those days, saith the Lord, they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Lord, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done anymore." And you'll find all the way through Jeremiah these rays of light. Have you ever been out on a cloudy day, and then all of a sudden in a rainstorm the sun breaks through and you see a rainbow? Well, all through the prophecies of Jeremiah, he brings these to our attention, and this is one of them. "At that time," now that reaches on into the millennium, "they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart." Verse 18, "In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I've given for an inheritance unto your fathers." Glorious prophecy of the future that he just puts in here. It's like a little gem. Then he says, "At that day, thou shalt call me my father." Now, no individual Israelite ever called God father. He was a father to the nation, and he called Israel my son, but he never called David his son. He says, "David, my servant." He never called Moses his son. He called him, "Moses, my servant." It's only in this day of grace. How wonderful it is. How privileged we are today. "To as many as received him," that is the Lord Jesus, "to them," those that receive Christ, "the right," the exousion power, "to become the sons of God," to those that don't do any more nor less than just simply trust in his name. Oh, is he your Savior today from sin? If he is, you're not only a saved sinner, you're a son of God. Oh, how wonderful it is to be that. Now, again he says, verse 22, "Return, ye backsliding children, I'll heal your backsliding." Heal you. You get a little sore in a very prominent place if you do a lot of backsliding, friend. God says, "I'll heal you if you'll come to me." Now, in verse 23, and this is the same you find in Psalm 121:1, "Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains." Psalm 121:1 says, "Shall I lift up mine eyes to the hills?" That's where those high places were. David says, "Oh, no, never there. I lift up mine eyes unto the Lord." Salvation comes for him. And that is the thing that he's saying here. Now, he says, verse 25, "We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us, for we've sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers, from our youth, even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God." They didn't confess their sin, but Jeremiah confessed it for them and for himself also. You know, that wouldn't hurt to have a little confessing of sin going on today instead of all of this gibbering about, "Oh, I've got a special gift," or "I'm a super-duper saint," or "God has blessed me in a wonderful way." Well, thank God if he's blessed you in a wonderful way. But don't you feel like that you're coming short of the glory of God? Have you been to him and told him how far you fall short? My friend, we need a little humbling today, and I'm not sure about what God's getting ready to let us have it.